Now to the postbag. Two letters from the Evening News comment on the hose pipe ban and our water usage. The first comes from Willem Buttinger of Norwich. With a hose pipe ban in place, it is easy to blame the lack of rain. But perhaps we should also ask ourselves whether we are using one of our most precious resources wisely. Most of us probably don't realise that toilet flushing accounts for around a quarter of the water we use in our homes. Every flush uses several litres of treated drinking water, water that has been abstracted, cleaned to a high standard and pumped to our homes, only to disappear straight into the sewer. In times of water shortage, perhaps we need to rethink long-established habits. Urine is normally sterile, and provided the toilet is flushed after a bowel movement, there is little reason why every visit requires another flush. The old saying, if it's yellow, let it mellow, if it's brown, flush it down, may sound old-fashioned, but it has never been more relevant. If each person reduced flushing to around once a day for urine, the saving could amount to thousands of litres of water each year. Multiply that across Norwich and the reduction would be measured not in litres but in millions of litres annually. Climate change means that hotter, drier summers are becoming more common in East Anglia. Rather than seeing a hosepipe ban as simply another restriction, perhaps we should see it as an opportunity to rethink how we value clean water. It is one of the most precious resources we have, and we should stop taking it for granted.
Linton Smith of Long Stratton thinks the responsibility goes two ways. There can be few things more British than receiving a hosepipe ban from a company that loses 185 million litres of treated drinking water every day. Let me be clear, I have no objection to the ban itself. After an exceptionally dry spell, asking customers to use less water is entirely reasonable. Most of us will do exactly that. What intrigued me was not the restriction, but the accompanying sermon Anglian Water asked us to love every drop. It's an excellent slogan, warm, reassuring and beautifully crafted. Somewhere in the marketing department, someone thoroughly deserved a patronising pat on the back. Still, we are reassured that Anglian Water performs better than some other water companies. I confess I read that sentence twice, convinced I had misunderstood it. I hadn't. Imagine your accountant explaining that only half your savings had disappeared because another firm would have lost the lot. One rather suspects that others are even worse, has limited application outside the corporate communications department. None of this changes the fact that water is precious, or that customers should use it responsibly. But responsibility is an awkward thing. It has an irritating habit of working both ways. Before a single customer has watered a hanging basket, washed a car, or filled a paddling pool, Anglian Water has already lost the equivalent of 74 Olympic-sized swimming pools of treated water. That, surely, is where any conversation about saving vital resources should begin. The hosepipe ban isn't what surprised me. The assumption that a company losing 185 million litres of treated drinking water every day still occupies the moral high ground on water conservation.
Now that we have heard about the water situation, the final letter is from Peter Franzen, OBE of Loddon, who is astonished by a new facility. Hats off to the board and senior team at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital for the foresight and planning that went into the establishment of the new state-of-the-art community diagnostic unit. I had cause to visit the new centre, adjacent to the Quadrum Institute at the campus, and was astonished by the new facility. Entering the air-conditioned £25 million building, you are greeted by an atrium befitting a top London hotel with a personal service to match. My wife was seen 10 minutes ahead of her appointment for an X-ray, and we were on our way home again inside 20 minutes. With clear signposting, plenty of comfortable seating and a cafe within the complex, the experience was 5-star. Each individual lockable changing room and direct access to an X-ray theatre where you're invited by the radiographer when it's your turn, enabling personal possessions to be left safely. What a contrast to the old X-ray department in the main hospital that, for the patients, seemed to operate from changing cubicles no bigger than the cupboard and meant bagging up your attire to take with you for the diagnostics. Well done to the NNUH. This is how the NHS should work.